Welcome to day two. Today we talk about the social in social media. There were many things to explain yesterday, so I'm starting today with a little bit of information to complete yesterday's session on addiction. What I wanted to share with you are some indicators of mild addictive behavior. As mentioned before, generally speaking, this concerns small interruptions of our daily life, such as impact on our mood, sleeping pattern, relations, work, or other daily activities. Let's make it a bit more specific. Do you recognize any of the following? 1. Feelings of anxiety or worry when your Wi-Fi has stopped working or you seem to have misplaced your phone. 2. The reflex to immediately check your phone when you hear or see a notification. 3. You must check your social media the minute you wake up or at other times when you have not been able to check your phone for a while. 4. You keep noticing that you spend significant time scrolling despite different intentions. 5. Late in the evening or even when you wake up at night, you reach for your phone. 6. You frequently experience strong, lingering emotions such as sadness or anger in response to posts, responses, etc. 7. You notice you cannot stop thinking about certain texts or photos or responses. 8. You usually pick up your phone in response to feelings of unhappiness or boredom. And 9. You hear your ringtone or feel your phone vibrating in your pocket when you do not even have it on you. Take a moment to consider if you recognize any of these indicators, or maybe something else comes to mind that does not sit well with you. Let's move on to the theme of today. It is called the others. Not only are social media designed to capture and keep your attention, but as the term says, it has a strong social component. Humans are social beings. In earlier times, it was important to function well in a group, to stay safe, or even to stay alive. Of course, things look differently now. And from the strong individualistic mindset in many societies, one would think we do not need anyone at all. But how we relate to social media reveals how socially oriented we still are. Posts, stories, responses, messages, they are nothing without the social context. Would you ever post anything if you would know nobody would respond or even see it? From social psychology, we know that optimal social networks count around 150 people. This includes close and extended family, friends, but also acquaintances, friends of friends that you run into at parties, neighbors, colleagues, other work relations. The Global Social Media Research Summary 2021 reported that more than half the world's population now uses social media. 4.7 billion people. This is more than 1,800 square miles of land packed with people. 1,800 square miles is the size of countries like Costa Rica, Estonia, and my home country, the Netherlands. Almost everyone, 99%, accesses social media through their phones. The same percentage uses at least two platforms or more. Facebook, YouTube, and WhatsApp all have over 2 billion users each. So we are potentially in contact with billions of people, wherever we are, whatever we do. We are never alone. Imagine the impact. Not only are those numbers overwhelming, it is also about the who. Who are you connected with? Who are you friends with? Do you know who follows you? It easily results in an odd mix of people that may perceive you very differently or that you are connected with in varying manners. Think your parents, your partner or someone who you would like to be your partner, classmates or workmates, ex-partners or people that you have dated. The result of the number and who we are connected with seems to make social media excessively important. Or should I say, it is important. Well, I guess it is, but let's take a step back. Because it should not be so important that you lose sleep over it, that it makes you feel down, that you are unable to focus on life outside social media and the like. Why should it not be that important? Because at the end of the day, it is not real life. It is a carefully selected part of people's life. You only see and show as much as other people and you like. And this can go many ways. Some people have a tendency to act like everything is fabulous. Someone else may choose to share their more depressed moments and thoughts. At the end of the day, we all want the same. We would like to be noticed. We want attention. Don't get me wrong, craving attention and understanding is normal and healthy. As I said before, we are social beings. We love and need to be connected. The questions are, how are you drawing attention to yourself? Do you force yourself just to be noticed? To what extent is the attention that you receive related to who you really are? Is it really you, all of you, or a polished version of you? And whose attention would you like to have anyway? Please take some time to answer these questions. Feel free to pause and rewind. I can imagine that these first 2 days of the course seem confrontational. So let me briefly summarize the key messages. Social media appear to be super important. The cause of this lies outside yourself. These causes are biological and evolutionary. So basically, you can't help feeling that social media seems so excessively important. However, you can still change how you relate to them. I would like to complete day two with sharing my own story. I am not only teaching this course as a psychologist and mindful teacher, I also have extensive experience with social media myself. I have been active for over 2 decades on social media, and my behavior has strongly changed over time. I have changed so many things, and I have experienced many fallbacks as well. My big challenge has always been Facebook. Over the years, I have deactivated my account numerous times to always return. I would spend longer than I wanted scrolling the timeline, almost as a default. I would be affected by posts, comments. In recent years, there was a lot of negative publicity surrounding Facebook, which added to my adverse feelings. And over a year ago, I have deleted my account. Indefinitely. How do I know it is indefinitely? Because I have not missed it, even for a second. Obviously, this has been a big improvement for me, but the story does not end there. And it never will unless I would decide to quit social media, which is not my intention. So I make changes. I tweak. My partner and I have moved our conversations to Telegram. He is my only contact there, or the only one I talk to anyway, so notifications are on. All my other conversations are in WhatsApp. I do not receive notifications for WhatsApp any longer. So I will only see messages if I open the app. Again, this has been a process over extended time, and again, it is a lasting change, because I feel most content with it. A new challenge is looming for me. I have recently started using IG to share more about my work. I constantly monitor how I relate to this new platform. Challenge number 2. This challenge follows from how I've been able to eliminate notifications from WhatsApp. Kindly choose one or more messenger apps, so think about WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, Facebook Messenger, and choose your steps of how you are going to change your notification settings. 1. Receive notifications in your lock screen, but only with name, not the content of the message. Number 2. No notifications in your lock screen, but still that sticky number on your app of how many messages are waiting. And number 3, notifications fully off. Play around with these options. For example, if you choose to turn notifications off, notice how you respond. Do you now keep opening the app because you are curious if anyone has messaged you? Then make changes accordingly. Do not forget to inform people and to always be available for those who may need to reach you for emergencies. You can either talk to them or message them. You can also post in your stories at the chosen app that you will be less responsive in the next 24 hours. Like yesterday, the main purpose is to observe yourself. These challenges are meant to give you insight into your behavior and at the same time to explore which steps you can, without too much effort, make to start changing your behavior. Tomorrow on day 3, we will do a meditation to explore who you would like to be.